It's time for Marshall Wealth Radio with Mike Marshall. Mike specializes in servicing his clients' overall financial needs, including asset management, retirement planning, estate planning, and insurance planning. And now, your host of Marshall Wealth Radio, Rod Fritz.
Hello and welcome once again to Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. I'm Rod Fritz. And with me, Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, Rod. It's great to be here again.
It is always great to see you, too. I want to tell you that. It's great to have you back here on WRKO.
I love it on RKO.
It's a fantastic, fantastic place to be.
It sure is, and it's a great way to get our message out.
And it is. Speaking of messages, I do want to get to some of the headlines that people have been talking about and you've been hearing here on WRKO as well. One of the more recent ones that have, besides inflation, is the supply chains. Mm. I mean, you go into the store or you go into a car lot, and if you're going to buy a new car, we'll talk about that and some of the other things that we're having a shortage of, but the thing that I find that's such a problem are these microchips.
Mm-hmm. You're right on the money, Rod. Some are calling it the greatest invention of the last 100 years, but in reality, what it is it's that tiny little semiconductor chip that controls just about every device we use today. I mean, it controls everything. If you think about it, from your refrigerator to your toothbrush to your laundromat to your vehicle, everything in between, there's, I believe it's 169 different industries that are currently being adversely affected by the microchip shortage.
And it's not just microchips. It's semiconductor chips, smart chips, because as you mentioned, they control everything.
They really do. And you don't necessarily relate microchips to something like the supply of wine, for instance.
No, I do not, because wine usually has a cork in it. You pop the cork and you have a drink.
Exactly. And you know, all the work is growing the grapes, taking care of them, and then picking the crop. Once the crop is picked, now the winemaking can start beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really, because number one, there's a labor shortage in this country, and number two, we don't have the technology or the chips to process the wine to be able to basically manufacture and distribute the wine both on a wholesale and a retail level. We just don't have the manpower or the technology available.
So how long do you think, Mike, we're going to be stuck with these supply chain worries, if you will?
Well, I don't think it's going to be over quickly. Let me put it that way. I mean, I can give you my opinion, and my opinion is that this thing didn't create itself overnight, and it won't fix itself overnight. This is something that is going to take time. And what's frustrating is that you're not just paying more for everything you buy. You can't even find it if it's not available, you know, and when you order it, which is what really has to happen today with things like vehicles and furniture, appliances, whether it be stoves, refrigerators, microwaves, they all have to be ordered, pre-ordered ahead of time. And that takes weeks, months. I know that my wife and I were fortunate enough to do our kitchen over during COVID. We waited 8 months for our stove.
Wow.
So it's just things like that. And this was almost 2 years ago now. And we're going to see this run on for another couple of years. I really do believe that, Rod.
Well, it's funny you talk about waiting that long for your stove. I have ordered windows for my house.
Uh-huh.
And that has taken well over 7 months now.
Yeah, it is.
And they're still not in.
No, I believe it. It's amazing what's going on. It really is. It's almost like a phenomenon in this world, because in this country, we're used to getting whatever we want, whenever we want. You know, we'll walk into a store and we'll look up at the shelves. The shelves are jam-packed. We pick the brand we want, the size we want, the color we want, and then we walk out of the store and we have it. Unfortunately, times are changing, and it's just not that way anymore.
And that affects, you know, everybody's income and whatever they might have in their savings.
Right. I mean, you walk into a restaurant and you know, it looks like there's seven or eight tables open and they tell you there's an hour wait.
Right.
Well, what do you mean there's an hour wait? There are seven tables open. Yeah, there's an hour wait because we only have one chef in the kitchen, two waitresses, mm-hmm. and one girl to bus all the tables. So it's a problem that is persists throughout. It's not just one industry or one area that's being affected. And it's like inflation. It affects everything. So think about it. Supply chain, supply and demand inefficiencies, higher interest rates leading to inflation. So it's like the perfect storm. They all go together, right? And we're not going to see any relief from this, Rod, until we're able to get the economy and the chip making, quote unquote, back to normal.
Yeah. Most of these chips come from China, though, don't they?
They do. Unfortunately, we, scary as it may be, we rely on one little company in Taiwan to make the chips, Taiwan Semiconductor. And, you know, China's been talking lately about taking over Taiwan. And that would be a scary thought, wouldn't it, for China to hold all the chips in the world, or a majority of the chips in the world? You want to talk about affecting everybody's economy.
You know, you would think that in America, there would be somebody that would be able to come up with a plan to make these chips.
Well,
I mean, we've got some smart people out there from MIT, mm-hmm. you know, Worcester Polytech, and what's the one out on the West Coast? There's another Polytech something out there.
No, we have plenty of smart people. That's not the problem. The problem is manufacturing the chips. We don't do any manufacturing in this country anymore. We send everything out to get manufactured. Hmm. And that's a problem in a situation like this. We don't control our own destiny. It's exactly what's going on with oil right now. We depend on others for our oil. So then in times of crisis, we're in really bad shape because our health and wealth is dependent on whether or not we can fix this problem with Ukraine and Russia and all the oil issues that go along with it.
Yeah, and you know, people who got raises this past year, most of it was around 2%. For people, and yet inflation has gone up. Well, the last time we talked about inflation, it was 8.5%.
Right,
and it's not keeping up. You know, you're not your savings and your finances are not keeping up with inflation.
No, they're not.
And people need to talk to Mike Marshall about this and how you can save and, you know, eliminate some taxes that you maybe shouldn't be paying. And you can reach Mike at 857-342-1030. That's 857-342-1030. He also has a website, which is really fantastic. Even I can find my way around it. MarshallWealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, MarshallWealth.com. And you've got a Facebook page.
We do, and I want to let you know that much of the information that we're talking about right now is on the Facebook page and specifically on the website. And you're able to go on the website at your leisure, print out the information that you want, and then follow it up with a call if you have questions once you get a chance to read the information, and we would be happy to sit down with you for a complimentary consultation.
Yeah, and that's 857-342-1030. You know, I don't want to throw you a curveball, but Twitter was just recently bought by Elon Musk, $44 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a social page.
Yeah, I mean, social media, obviously, is all the rage, you know, and it's one of these new industries that has popped up in the last 10 or 12 years, and it's continuing to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And one of the biggest ways that you can express your opinions, thoughts, and ideas, concerns with 280 digits is on Twitter.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah, you got to keep it to 280, though.
Some people are afraid that now with this new owner of Twitter, there may be a subscription rate.
You know, he's going to try to monetize it. He just spent $43 billion.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a while to make that kind of money, but honestly, if anybody can do it, he can.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody have such exponential growth like he has in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, speaking, I'd like to see what his Social Security, you know, cash amount is. He's going to be at the max.
Yeah, I don't.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't think he needs Social Security. I
no,
think he
I
should
know.
Donate it back to the general public.
That's a great idea for a lot of folks who have all that money and,
right?
and they've invested well.
That's right.
And they're still doing well, and they could certainly give that money back to Social Security.
Without a doubt.
Which, and we're going to talk more about Social Security coming down the pike here on Marshall Wealth Radio. But, you know, we talked a little bit about inflation is over 8%. And yes, we did get one of the highest increases in Social Security, the cost of living increase this past year. And those of you who are have a military disability check that you get, you got a nice little hump there, hike, if you will, in your money. But it's not keeping up with inflation, Mike.
No, it's not. No,
I mean, you're still losing money.
Yeah, you are. So what that means is that you've got to look at alternatives and you've got to be flexible enough to be able to go back and look at your expenses, figure out where you can either temporarily or permanently cut an expense. And then basically what you're looking to do is get back to level par. So if inflation is 8.5, your raise is 2.5, you got a 6% savings somewhere that you've got to create in your monthly budget.
I like the way you said raising par. So you just talked about bogey, bogey, double bogey, triple bogey. That's what you just talked about.
Right.
You know, we're going to talk more about Social Security coming up. We also have the tip of the week, which Mike is going to offer to you a little bit later on in the program, Marshall Wealth Radio. We're speaking with Mike Marshall. He is the CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management, based in Braintree, everything under one roof. Check him out online, MarshallWealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, MarshallWealth.com. 857-342-1030. He'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have regarding your financial situation, your potential portfolios that you might have. 857-342-1030. And when we come back, Mike, I want to talk about taking a trip. Not only a trip that you and I could get into a car and go somewhere, but a trip that's going to have financial implications.
Oh, I like the idea of that.
Next on WRKO. I'm Rod Fritz. Today's headlines report of record high inflation, escalating interest rates, and military conflicts. If you are entering or in retirement, you likely have feelings of uncertainty. You need a plan, a Marshall Plan. Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide clients with fully customized, comprehensive financial services, along with a special level of trust and accountability. Marshall Wealth Management provides asset management, retirement income planning, Social Security evaluation, estate planning, and tax accounting. As our headlines change, our planning changes. Challenging times demand solid, smart, and up-to-date planning. Create your Marshall Plan today. Visit MarshallWealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's. Or call Mike Marshall directly at 857-342-1030. 857-342-1030. Welcome back. This is Marshall Wealth Radio. I'm Rod Fritz, along with Mike Marshall, founder and CEO of Marshall Wealth Management, based in Braintree, at 857-342-1030. You know, before the break, we talked about taking a trip. And, Mike, whenever I get into my car and I go someplace that I haven't been before, sometimes even when I've been there, I turn on the GPS.
Why not?
You know, because even though I've already been there, it's going to tell me a lot of different things that I may not know about.
Right, and I concur. As a matter of fact, even if I know how to get to my destination and I have a 20-minute, half-hour ride, I will put my destination in the GPS because what if there's an accident on my typical route? Now I can avoid the accident and save time by going around it. So a GPS is not just for when you're not sure where you're going. A GPS should be an everyday way of life. When you get in the car, if you're taking a drive that's more than 15 or 20 minutes, plug the destination in the GPS. That way there you can get information and updates on what's going on the road.
Didn't you take a trip to New York recently?
I did. This is one of my favorite stories of all time.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So my wife and I were fortunate enough to be invited to a wedding up in Glenmere, New York. Actually, Chester, New York. I'm sorry. It's called the Glenmere Mansion. What an amazing facility this was.
Wow.
Absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And the bride, her dad happened to be a big executive with one of the we'll call it a medical company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So money was not an option. They rented the entire mansion, and it was a phenomenal weekend. But when I realized where the wedding was, I punched it in, and the address brought me to Chester, New York. It said it was a six-hour drive, and I was not excited about it at all. So,
yeah, that's not a trip around the corner.
No, it's not. I mean, that's a significant commitment to drive 6 hours. And so we got in the car. We plugged in the destination mm-hmm. into the GPS. I use Waze, by the way.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Waze?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yep. I don't know how many of you out there use a GPS or how many use Waze, but I really believe Waze is the very best on the market. And so when I plugged in the destination, we started out and everything was pretty smooth for about an hour. And then all of a sudden, my GPS started giving me all kinds of updates, information, guidance, and revisions on my route. Because think about it. That's the job of a GPS, right?
Right.
To give you guidance.
Yes.
Provide you with the fastest, safest, and most accurate route to your destination.
Yeah.
So it was working, Rod. But I got to tell you, there must have been 15 different messages that my GPS gave me along the route that allowed me to get there, number one, safely, and number two, timely. And I thought to my wife, I said, you know, this is exactly what we do for our clients. It's kind of corny to say it, but it's true. We provide clients with information, guidance, updates, and revisions on all things financial, whether it be estate planning, investment planning, retirement planning, tax planning, long-term care, insurance, trusts, wills, estates. My office gives you guidance, information, and updates on all of those things. And it's one of those areas that you really need a financial GPS. I mean, if you don't have a financial GPS or someone that you're relying on for your guidance, then you are really responsible for the results of your plan.
857-342-1030. That's the number to reach Mike Marshall, and he can go over your financial GPS. Because you have information, you have guidance, you have updates, you have all of the new revisions
right.
that may be out there.
Yeah.
And some of the questions that someone might have, well, for example, you know, where do I take money from?
Right. How much do I take?
Yeah.
Where do I take it from?
Right.
How should I invest it? When should I take less? When should I take more? And these are all the same kinds of things that the GPS provided me on my way to New York. You know, updates on things like weather issues and police activity, road work, road closures, breakdowns. And, of course, it gives you your estimated time of arrival, Rod.
Right.
It just feels better to me driving 6.5 hours with a GPS than without a GPS.
Yeah, but you bring up a very good point. Not only is it important to have a driving GPS, but it's also important to have a financial GPS
right.
for the very same things you're talking about.
It's exactly the same analogy, and someone needs to be accountable for your results. So if you haven't hired or if you don't work with a financial GPS, a firm that you're utilizing, then you yourself are accountable for the results. It's really that simple.
Yeah. We could actually say that Marshall Wealth Management is the waves of the financial industry.
I like that.
You know, I just made that up.
That's pretty catchy. But whether it's Marshall Financial or Marshall Wealth Management or some other firm, someone needs to be accountable for your results.
Yeah.
And just remember, it's you if you don't have a financial GPS. And the things you need to do it yourself, three things. We talked about it last week. You need the time, you need the temperament, and you need the training. But you know you need one more thing too, Rod, even if you have all three of those.
What's that?
You need the ambition and the desire to do it yourself, right? People who are in retirement, do they really want to spend 3 hours in front of a computer analyzing their holdings? Or do they want to be out at their grandson's baseball game or playing golf or going fishing or spending some time at the beach? You know, so it comes down to a situation where quality of life really rules, you know? Your financial guidance should be left up mostly to a professional with your assistance, and it's a team effort.
857-342-1030. That's the number to reach Mike Marshall, Marshall Wealth Management. Also on the web at marshallwealth.com. Marshall with two L's, marshallwealth.com, and your Facebook page as well.
Yes, the Facebook page is loaded with information, and like I said before, there's printable information that can be utilized on your behalf. There's no cost or obligation, but go ahead and print it out, and if you find it useful, let us know. And as you've mentioned, Rod, you can actually book an appointment or a phone call to call in and discuss your specific issue, whatever that may be. And we're there ready to take calls at their convenience.
You know, I wanted to get back to this financial GPS, however, because, you know, when you get in your car or your truck or your SUV and you plug in your GPS and it gets you to where you're going to go without, you know, messing up your trip or your six-hour drive as you made to New York, you know, you need to know, for example, where the road work is,
right?
Where the police are,
right?
And as far as the financial GPS is concerned, I need to know where the unnecessary taxes are.
Exactly, and so they relate, right?
They're
very similar in terms of what we're looking to do with a GPS that'll take you in your car and the GPS that'll take your finances to where you need to be. It's one of those. To avoid unnecessary taxes, you need a plan. And that's what we're promoting is we're promoting that a plan is better than no plan. Well, who's going to design your plan? Are you going to do it yourself or are you going to hire a financial GPS? And those are the types of questions that oftentimes will make or break a retirement, Rod. So you've got to be ultra sure that you can do it yourself if you decide to do it. You have the time, temperament, and training, and you also have the ambition.
The other thing I find interesting is, you know, when you get into your car and you plug in your GPS, you know, it tells you where you're going to go. But you need people to come and have them determine what their goals are.
That's right. So when they come and see me, they tell me what their goals and objectives are, and
correct.
Then I am the GPS that takes them there in the fastest, safest, most accurate way possible.
And I'll have to tell you a quick little GPS story, too. Always pay attention to your GPS.
Absolutely.
You know, because there was one time I did not pay attention.
You're not the only one, right?
I was going out the Mass Pike to Worcester, and it said, get off the Mass Pike at Route 122, I think it was. And I'm thinking, well, no, I don't want to get off there. I need to go to the next exit. What the GPS was telling me was get off here because it's going to get you there faster. Well, I didn't get off. I went straight and boom, dead stop because there was an accident up there. And all of a sudden that, you know, 10 minutes turned into 30 minutes.
All because
I didn't listen.
You hired a GPS to get you to your destination.
Yeah.
And then you did not take the advice of the GPS, right, Rod?
I didn't.
Was there a lesson learned there, Rod?
Yes. Trust.
Trust
your
is
GPS.
Huge. Let me tell you something. Speaking of trust, you know that I believe that trust is the number one most important quality that you need when you're choosing your GPS, your financial GPS. There isn't anything more important than the ability to trust the firm or trust the person. What happens with us is when we get referrals, we are referred from either friends or of clients or clients themselves, and the trust translates for the one meeting that the new person wants to come in and talk. But after that first meeting, the trust that was inherent from the referral goes away, and now that person evaluates me on their own, and they have their own opinion of me and their own thoughts of me. So trust is something that is built. It's not inherent. It's built, and it takes time. I think the best way to build trust, and I've said this in the past, is to do exactly what I tell the client I will do. And if I tell them I'm going to do something, and I deliver on that, and that happens time and time again, that's how trust is built.
And you've been doing this for quite some time, haven't you?
We are celebrating our 30th year in business this year, Rod.
Wow, that's
1992.
Fantastic. Marshall Wealth Management. That's Mike Marshall, CEO and founder. 857-342-1030. On the web at marshallwealth.com. And also, he has a Facebook page, which happens to be Marshall Wealth Management. So if you search on Facebook and you type in there Marshall Wealth Management, bingo, that Facebook page will pop right up. You know, we still have the tip of the week to come, and when we come back, we'll discuss that tip of the week and also some other interesting things that Mike has mentioned to me, which I totally forgot about, and that's the Secure Act.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that and what it does and what it means for the folks out there when we return right here on Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. You're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. I'm Rod Fritz, along with Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management, based in Braintree. You can reach Mike at 857-342-1030 and also online, his website, marshallwealth.com, and has a Facebook page, which happens to be Marshall Wealth Management. We're here now. We're going to go into our segment, which we call the tip of the week, but not just yet.
Okay.
I want to tease that.
All right.
And let people hang around for a little bit. I want to go into this thing that you mentioned to me earlier today before we started the program, because frankly, I totally forgot about it. I spaced out on this. The Secure Act.
Yes.
What is it and how long has it been around?
Not very long. The Secure Act was actually signed into law on December 19th of 2019 by the U.S. Congress. And it's been effective since January 1st of 2020. And it will really, it'll have an impact on savings for retirement, some legacy planning, and also your required minimum distribution. So it's one of those things that you've got to know about because it's going to affect you. And I mean, it's going to affect everybody because RMDs affect all retirement accounts.
What
IRAs.
I know you said it's a required minimum distribution, but what is an RMD?
Well, an RMD, the required minimum distribution, is basically the government is saying, listen, we have let you put money away pre-tax and let it grow tax-deferred since you were 25 years old. Now we want the money. We want the taxes on the money. So what they do is they institute a minimum age in retirement where you must start taking out what they call a required minimum distribution. And it, Rod, you have to take it whether you need it or not.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those things where the way it is calculated is we would add up all of your IRA money, even if you had seven different IRAs. We add them all up on the year before you, on the 12/31 date before you turn 72. By the way, it's gone from 70 and a half to 72 now. So that was one of the positive changes.
Okay, so just, you know, follow me here. So RMD, required minimum distribution, I can't take that until I'm 72?
No, that's not correct. You can take it. You can take it at age 59 and a half without a penalty from the federal government. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who really don't need the income from their IRAs.
But they have to take it.
Believe it or not, it's extra. You know, they don't need it to pay their bills to live and their mortgages are paid or whatever. So what they do is they defer the distributions to them because they don't need the money. Well, when they defer the distributions to themselves, they avoid taxes and they allow that money to grow tax deferred in the account. Before the changes in the SECURE Act that were implemented in 2020, you had to take out an RMD at age 70 and a half. So Uncle Sam said, listen, folks, at age 70 and a half, we're going to make you take some retirement money out because we want the tax revenue. The latest changes to the SECURE Act pushed that date back from 70 and a half to 72. And now I hear that there's talk in Congress about trying to get the age to 75.
Really?
Which would be wonderful news for folks that don't need to take RMDs.
And the RMD, the reason the government wants us to take this is so they can get the taxes on it.
Right. I mean, think about all of the money that is sitting in retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, SEP accounts, pension accounts, right? All of that money is ready to be taxed when it's distributed. And that's why in retirement, you had better have a plan for tax-efficient retirement income distribution, or you're going to put yourself in a completely different tax bracket.
Okay, so my wife has a 401k, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been letting it, she hasn't worked for it, she's retired. Okay. So she's kind of let it sit there and go up and down as the stock market has been driving a lot of people crazy lately. And she is not required to take anything out until she is 72.
Correct.
And then she has to take something.
Right. She'll have to take.
How much?
It's a calculation that's done once you add up all of the money in the IRAs. As of 12/31 of the prior year, and then you add in your life expectancy, and then that'll come up with a formula that comes up with the amount you need to take at each age.
And then when you file your taxes, that's income.
You've got to claim that as income. Now, what's interesting is, let's say you fall asleep and you forget that you have to take this money out.
Yeah.
You know, you're 72, 73, 74.
Mm-hmm.
And your required minimum distribution for the year is, say, $15,000. If you don't take that $15,000, the penalty is 50%. $7,500 penalty for not taking the $15,000 that you were supposed to take. So I think the message is loud and clear from the IRS.
I heard you.
You better take the money.
Oh, I heard you. Right. Yeah, I'm going to take it now no matter what. No, I'm not. I'm going to talk to you first about it because You are the financial guru that I'm talking to. That's Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management. You're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. And the number to reach Mike, 857-342-1030. He's online, too. And speaking of online, marshallwealth.com. Marshall with two L's, by the way, so don't misspell it. Marshallwealth.com. Anything you've been hearing here about the Securities Act, it's on the website.
Yes, it is. And there's a few more little tidbits I want to share with you.
Ooh, I love a tidbit.
Regarding the Secure Act and positive changes, I would say. First is that, as I've already mentioned, it goes from 70 and a half to 72 for your RMD age.
Right.
Also, there are no longer any age restrictions on IRA contributions. So in the past, once you hit 70 years old, you could no longer put money in a tax-deferred IRA. Now that changes where there is no age restriction. Because if you think about it, Rod, a lot of people who are in retirement age, 65, 66, retired from their primary careers, they're working again. They're working for whatever reason. Either they need the money.
They're bored. That's why they're working again.
Or they're bored and they can't stand their spouse.
That's another reason.
That could be one reason. But they're working again, and they don't really need the money. So what they're doing is they're putting it away in a tax-deferred account. They could never do that before. So they're increasing their future income with some of the revenue that they're earning today, and they're not paying taxes on it, which is the big thing.
And this is all part of the Securities, the Secure Act?
Right. And then finally, one of the major changes that's been made as well is that in the past, part-time employees couldn't contribute to the corporate retirement plan for the firm they work for.
Right.
Which I don't know how they ever got away with that originally anyway, but that's all changed now. And that even the part-time employees are eligible to contribute to employer-sponsored retirement plans. That is a big step in the right direction, I would say.
Yeah. I think it's also a big step in the right direction that now, no matter how old you are and you're working, you can put money into one of these tax-deferred IRAs.
Yes, and the thing is that what it does is it decreases your taxable income. And that's really all you need to know, is that by putting it in the tax-deferred retirement account, you will pay less taxes on your income.
Ooh, it's always nice to pay less taxes.
For sure.
Marshall Wealth Management. That's the name of the company. Mike Marshall is the CEO. 857-342-1030. MarshallWealth.com on the web. All the stuff that we're talking about right now, the changes in the Secure that were implemented with the Secure Act, I should say.
Yep.
They're on the website.
Yeah, and the Secure Act is, I think it's an evolving act. There's more changes coming.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about maybe them increasing the RMD age from 72 to 75. Mm-hmm. One of the other things they're talking about is not so favorable for investors, and that is that the inherited IRA, have I explained it to you before?
If you have, I forgot.
Okay. So there are many types of IRAs. Most of us, we have our own IRA. It's called a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. But when someone passes on and they make you the beneficiary of their IRA, you now have an inherited IRA.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's the difference. Now, if you are inheriting the IRA from your spouse, you take it on as if it's your own.
Okay.
But if you are inheriting an IRA from anyone else but your spouse, it is titled as an inherited IRA.
Like from your grandparents.
Correct. From your parents, your grandparents, an uncle, an aunt.
Anyone besides your spouse.
Anybody else other than your spouse.
Okay.
Now, the reason that's important is because the rules and regulations for inherited IRAs are much different than they are for traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. So for inherited IRAs, the way it works now is that you have 10 years to fully deplete the account. And you don't have to take it one-tenth every year. You could take two distributions, 50 and 50, or you could take all of it at the end. You didn't have to take an annual distribution. Now they're talking about changing all that.
Oh, boy.
So that if Aunt Louise,
yes,
who left you the money in the inherited IRA, was taking her required minimum distribution before she passed,
yes,
guess what? You now have to take a required minimum distribution, at least as much as Louise was taking.
Wow.
So now you have extra income that you can't defer.
Right.
Whereas prior to that, you had a 10-year window to withdraw the money and pay the taxes. Now you've got a... probably going to end up taking some out every year if Aunt Louise was doing it.
And that's because Uncle Sam wants the taxes on that money.
They really want the taxes. I mean, you think about the budget deficit that we're looking at in this country with the COVID handouts and the lack of production and everything that's been involved. It's been an absolute mess, and we need revenue in this country.
I'm going to tease this again because we didn't get to it. That's the tip of the week coming up next on Marshall Wealth Radio here on WRKO. I'm Rod Fritz. Today's headlines report of record high inflation, escalating interest rates, and military conflicts. If you are entering or in retirement, you likely have feelings of uncertainty. You need a plan, a Marshall Plan. Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide clients with fully customized, comprehensive financial services, along with a special level of trust and accountability. Marshall Wealth Management provides asset management, retirement income planning, Social Security evaluation, estate planning, and tax accounting. As our headlines change, our planning changes. Challenging times demand solid, smart, and up-to-date planning. Create your Marshall Plan today. Visit MarshallWealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's. Or call Mike Marshall directly at 857-342-1030. 857-342-1030. Welcome back to Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. I'm Rod Fritz, along with Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management, based in Braintree, 857-342-1030. Check out online his website, MarshallWealth.com. Everything you've heard on the program here on WRKO, Marshall Wealth Radio, you can find it on the website as well, including the tip of the week.
That's
which
right.
We're going to get to. I would like to have a drum roll, please. But let's talk about this week's tip of the week, because it's something that everyone needs to know. And I know some of it's familiar.
Literally everyone in this country over the age of 21 needs to know about this tip of the week.
Okay. Well, tell us.
The tip of the week is... to go on to ssa.gov, and I'm assuming everybody goes online and has a computer at this point. And if you're 70 years old, I'm going to guess you're still using the computer. And that's the last time you would file for Social Security. So everyone should be able to do this. ssa.gov, go online, and you can register on the website, and you can print out some incredible information about your Social Security benefit. First of all, you can print out your personal estimate. Then you can print out all kinds of information regarding your claim options. And dare I say, there are over 500 different claiming options.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, it all depends.
500?
Yeah, because you got to remember something. Some people are married. Some people are divorced. Some people are single. Some people are widowed. Some people have children getting benefits because of, you know, having young children, death benefits, disability benefits. Social Security is a whole lot more than we give it credit for.
Hmm.
I mean, you think about the responsibility that Social Security carries for the American worker. It's basically meant to be one-third of your retirement income. That's a huge chunk.
Yes, it is.
You know, and so Then you have the whole issue of taxes on the Social Security benefit. And so once you are able to print off your estimate, we encourage you to give us a call so that we can do an in-depth Social Security analysis for you and then show you what the results are and help you basically look at the options for income and decide what makes most sense for you.
857-342-1030. That's the number to reach Mike Marshall, who is the CEO of Marshall Wealth Management, and he can go over that the stuff that he just talked about regarding your Social Security account. My question to you, Mike, if I go, let's assume for a moment that I'm 32 years old, okay?
Right.
And I go to SSA.gov. I'm not collecting Social Security.
No, you're not. And you won't be able to collect until 62. But right. What you are doing is you're looking at your earnings. You're verifying that your Social Security information is accurate so that they're not crediting someone else for your work and your donations to Social Security. And not only that, it's a good feeling to know that the government has your correct tax ID number so that as they contribute year after year from your paycheck into Social Security, that it's being credited to you. And there's been situations in the past where Social Security numbers will get transposed. Somebody is not happy at the end because they didn't get the credits that they right. deserve for Social Security.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, you only need 40 credits to qualify for the minimum benefit for Social Security. So I really believe that in this country, if you can't get the 40 credits in for Social Security, you're doing yourself a huge disservice because that Social Security benefit is lifetime benefit. And nothing can stop that. That's guaranteed income for the rest of your life. So it's just too important to ignore.
And you can do that. This is the tip of the week. You go to SSA.gov. Gee, I wonder what SSA stands for. How about Social Security Administration?
Now, Rod, that is common sense.
Yeah, I have some.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
People who don't go on to SSA.gov and print out and register for themselves, that's not common sense, and that's where common sense is not so common.
And that's why it's important to have this tip of the week. For those of you who are listening, go to SSA.gov and register and print out your latest, most up-to-date Social Security estimate summary so you can review it. Or you can call Mike at 857-342-1030. And he's the CEO of Marshall Wealth Management, and he can go over that with you.
Yeah, because it's not just enough to print it out. Once you print it out, it's just a piece of information on paper until you have it analyzed and discussed.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in.
Right.
And it's, again, it is not meant to be your entire income stream in retirement, but it is meant to be about one-third of your income stream. So if you're paying 50% of it or 85% of it in taxes because of other various taxable income strategies, we need to talk. You need to get that taxable income down so your Social Security isn't taxed at 85%.
857-342-1030. That's the number for Marshall Wealth Management. Also online at marshallwealth.com and also on Facebook. He has a Facebook page. I want to switch gears here a little bit, Mike. And talk about something that's been in the news a lot lately, and that's interest rates.
So important.
Which are going up.
Yeah, we lived for, oh my goodness, from 2009 to 2020 with some of the lowest interest rates in the history of this country. And it was because we were in a very fragile economic state. And the government felt at the time that lowering interest rates would give the American people and American business an opportunity for some relief and to get some money borrowed to grow. Capital needs to be invested to grow, and there wasn't a lot of capital around. And interest rates will govern the price of many, many different things. And they affect so many different things, like variable rate loans, for example. You know, if you have a mortgage and it's not a 30-year fixed or a 15-year fixed, if it's not a fixed rate, then it's a variable rate mortgage. And when interest rates go up, variable rate mortgages will eventually go up as well. And what that means is that your payment for the very same house you've been living in could be significantly more with the new rate. And so it's basically it's inflation. Because inflation, the definition of inflation is paying more for the exact same goods and services. Well, that's paying more to live in the exact same house you lived in last year. And that's something that is across the board. So you look at mortgages, auto loans, school loans, education loans. Rates are going up for students. And also construction loans.
Hmm. Wow.
I mean, look at the cost of inflation and interest rates, what it's doing to the housing market and the building market. I mean, a sheet of plywood is $70 a sheet. It's obnoxious what's going on. So it all goes back and it all ties in. We got the supply and demand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We got all kinds of manufacturing that's not being done in this country. We don't have the ability to unload all the cargo ships, unload all the boxes, get them in trucks, get them to their destination and distribute them from wholesale to retail. All of these factors come in to create the perfect storm where interest rates have to go up to slow down the inflation rate. That is one of the key weapons that the United States government has against inflation is to raise interest rates. And they are on a path like we haven't seen in almost 12 years. In some respects, they've been talking about a rate increase in each of the next 7 FOMC meetings.
Yeah, so that's the Fed we're talking about.
That's the Fed.
And how, I don't know if you can explain this, but you probably can because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you are the financial guru, Mike Marshall. When the Fed raises interest rates, how does that fight inflation?
Because inflation is a supply and demand thing.
Okay.
So if the supply is not meeting the demand, rates, inflation will rear its ugly head. Prices go up, right? Hmm. So if the Fed makes it more expensive to borrow the money to go make that purchase, then that's going to probably slow down the rate of the price increases because it's now going to cost more. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
At a 3% mortgage rate, a young couple could afford a $500,000 home.
Okay.
But at a 5% mortgage rate, the couple can only afford a $350,000 home. And the reason is because it's all about the monthly payment. So the monthly payment goes up when the interest rate goes up. And that's the reason why if you are in a mortgage right now, you want to seriously consider maybe getting a fixed rate mortgage because these rates are going up. They're on track to go up. We've been told they're going up. We just don't know when it'll stop.
Yeah. Well, it's around the corner. There's no doubt about it.
It's happening now.
Sure. With inflation, as we've discussed on Marshall Wealth Radio before, the consumer price index, 8.5%. And that's the highest it's been in decades.
Right. And so when you see them, meaning the IRS, raising interest rates, that's in an effort to slow down that CPI. They want that CPI ideally between 2 and 3% annually. That's kind of nirvana for them.
Yeah, it'd be nirvana for me.
8.5 is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree.
For anyone.
You're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. That's Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management, based in Braintree. And everything is under one roof in his office, so you don't have to like go to a different building to seek someone who you might have another question about. But you can give him a call and set something up at 857-342-1030, 857-342-1030, 1030. Online, MarshallWealth.com, Marshall with two L's, MarshallWealth.com. And, of course, those of you who love Facebook, he is also on Facebook, has his own page, Marshall Wealth Management on Facebook. I'm Rod Fritz, and you're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO.
The views and opinions expressed herein are those of the participants of the show and may or may not represent the views of Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment. The material presented is provided for informational purposes only. All investments are subject to risk, including the risk of principal loss. Advisory services offered through Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment, registered investment advisors. Securities offered through Lincoln Investment, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, www.lincolninvestment.com. Marshall Wealth Management and the above firms are independent and not affiliated. Insurance, legal, tax, or Social Security claiming services are not offered through or supervised by the Lincoln Investment Companies. WRKO and Rod Fritz are not affiliated with Lincoln Investment or Capital Analysts.